In Anne Carson's Eros the Bittersweet, she says, when you are falling in love, it is always already too late. Duta, as the poets say. Carson's writing, interpretations, and analysis leave me confused and emotional, in the best way. And I thought I would never feel that way with another poet academic. And then I met Elizabeth Gross. Her poetry readings often leave people in a state of word searching for what they're feeling. And it's this transition from the human to the cosmos that we're going to talk about today for Conversations with Artists. Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
Thanks for having me.
Before we launch into talking about cosmic transformations, let's talk about your work. You have a new poetry book out called This Body, That Lightning Show that is on Small Press Distribution's bestseller list. So tell us about that work.
It's weird for me to think of this as a new book because it's a book that's been with me for a very long time. It's newly available in the world, which, of course, I'm very excited about. It began as my MFA thesis when I was living in New York in graduate school. But the way that it sort of took shape really surprised me in that context because I had never anticipated writing directly about the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. But living away, working through other poems about other kinds of trauma, I landed back in thinking about New Orleans and the displacement that began in the storm became the narrative through line that shaped the book.
And you have these two dichotomies in the title, This Body, That Lightning Show, this idea of something being ephemeral and then something being very concrete. So can you talk about the idea of how those associate with each other, how they're different, how they influence each other?
That's interesting. I think of them as both concrete, although I guess the lightning show is theoretically brief compared to the body. In the book, the lightning show is both the storm itself. The storm Katrina, but also all of the storms that came before Katrina and came after Katrina, where everyone here carried the fear of what the worst case scenario, big storm. And then also it's very concrete and rooted in the body in the way that it comes in as a more than a metaphor, a way to understand physical nerve pain that I was going through later.
Interesting. Okay, I didn't know. I was very curious about that. I had a stint where I only read myths that were about sacrifice, and there's this dichotomy where human and cosmic cannot exist fully together. The scales tip one way or another. There's these sacrifices of the human in order to get some type of cosmic intervention. So what sacrifices do you feel like, as a poet, as an academic, that you have to sometimes give in order to have these, what I see as conversations with these Greek, we'll just say historical figures?
Yeah, I think that I have to give up whatever sense I have of my own voice going into the work of translation in order to get something on the other side of that that I want to include in my concept of my voice, which is, of course, always changing in everything that I write. The text won't let you in if you're just going to go in and manhandle it, you know? So there's some giving up of whatever ideas I begin with for how I want the text to sound. I think it has to begin in some sort of open exploration.
You have been listening to Elizabeth Gross, poet, academic, and professor, whose latest poetry book, This Body, That Lightning Show, is on the Small Press Distribution's bestseller list. For more information on Elizabeth and her work, you can check out grosselectricworks.com or vianolavie.org. Thank you, Elizabeth, so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Thanks for talking with me.
For Nola V and In New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.